Back to the Steve Cochran Show.
Don't let anyone say that it's just the game. For I've seen other teams and it's never the same. When you're born in Chicago, you're blessed and you're healed. The first time you walk into Wrigley Field.
You can hear the echo. That's not reverb. He wore a bucket when he recorded this in the studio. Well, it's all serendipity.
Yeah.
Serendipity, by the way. Is he going to be traded to the Cubs today at a deal?
That's possible till 3 o'clock.
Kyle McAleer joins us. Kyle, you're lucky to be alive.
Yeah, that's what they say.
Kyle was a day short of his 20th birthday hanging out at Wrigley with your family, I understand, right?
Yeah, it was my family, my mother, my dad, my sister, my uncle, and a good friend of ours.
Just you guys and your fake ID.
Yeah. It's so funny. There was an article released before I went public about it, and it said that I had like a chicken wing bucket and that I was drinking, and I said like that could not be more wrong.
You've been a victim.
That's the goofiest thing I've ever heard.
You've been a victim of modern bad media. All right, so you're sitting out there with your friends, and you got the bucket on your head because it was a rally bucket.
Yeah, absolutely.
And the bucket was filled previously with what?
Bubble gum. It's a double bubble bubble gum bucket.
The hell kind of amount of bubble gum is your family eating, Kyle? You're a bunch of bubble gum
me,
nuts.
Actually.
I think our boss has that bucket in his office.
Yeah, he does. Yeah, he's just as twisted as Kyle. So, Kyle, you're not hurting anybody. You're just sitting there with a bucket on your head having a good time.
Let me ask, Kyle, why'd you put the bucket on when you put it on?
All right, so like I said, it's a rally bucket. It's like a rally hat. You turn your hat inside out. But instead, we put a bucket on our heads. And like I said, I was not the only one wearing one. My dad and our friend was wearing one, too.
Well, let's not pretend that makes it okay.
Excuse me.
All right. And then something happens where a chunk of the scoreboard, in this case a metal pin, obviously you didn't know what it was at the time, falls and hits you in the head.
Yeah. Yeah. And then back to the first thing, the bucket came on because the Cubs are down by 3 in the inning. And so I was like, all right, put the buckets on. Let's see if we can get a rally going here.
How long before you got hit with the pin, the metal chunk that fell, how long did you have the bucket on your head?
Oh, it had to be less than 10 minutes.
Yeah,
there you go. Unbelievable.
All right, so the metal chunk, the pin, falls and hits you on the head. What did you think happened?
So after that loud noise, like someone beating a drum in my head, my ears are ringing, the bucket's forced down on my head so I can't see anything. My first reaction was, what the heck? What kind of jerk just did that to me? I thought someone hit me or something.
Yeah, you thought somebody from behind just smacked you on the head, right?
Through a bottle or something.
Yeah, exactly. So my glasses were forced off my face, and they're on the ground somewhere. So I take the bucket off to find my glasses, and as soon as I look down to find my glasses, the blood just comes pouring out of my head and splattering all over the floor.
So the pin, when it hit your head, went through the bucket?
Yeah, the bucket definitely cushioned it and deflected some of the energy that the pin had. And we're talking possibly a skull fracture, if not a traumatic brain injury, and it could have been fatal if I wasn't wearing it.
And by the way, the number one safety element at any professional sporting event is a double bubble gum bucket.
Absolutely. This is proven now.
But you're okay now? You got a couple of stitches, right?
Yeah, 5 staples in my head for my 20th birthday. But,
happy birthday.
Other than that, I'm monitoring a few issues here and there, but I'm just happy to be alive and not having to learn how to walk or talk again.
No kidding.
Kyle, what has the Cubs' reaction been, the organization, after finding out this happened?
No, they were quick. They were quick, very responsive. The EMT guys.
They got a lawyer and a release out to you immediately.
They provided our family with, well, luckily for my family, they got great seats while I was in the ER. That was nice of them. So, they provided a gift bag with a signed game Javier Baez ball.
Well, that's nice.
Javi Baez bobblehead and a new Russell jersey as well, because I was wearing my Russell jersey.
So the kid that brought it out, did they go, Kyle, stop bleeding. I'm trying to give you this bag.
No, that's, they gave them the bag after the game was over, and they my family walked to the hospital with the bag.
Well, good for the Cubs. That's
so
a nice
you
move.
You were wearing a rally cap because Kyle Hendricks couldn't hold the lead. So Kyle
yeah,
Hendricks
what's up with
life.
That, man? I mean, Hendricks pitched excellent a couple days ago against the Cardinals. I'm excited because if he can keep pitching like that, I think we can get
back in this. He nearly killed you. He nearly killed
we'll
you.
The lead in the division.
He saved his life because if he hadn't given up the lead, they wouldn't have been wearing the hat.
That's well, right. there's lots of ways to slice this story. John.
Yeah, and I don't want to make light of this because I know it was a serious situation, but I have to take advantage of this. When the bucket was shoved down onto your head, when you take it off, was it cartoon-like? Was your head in the shape of a bucket?
I'm sure if I had a mirror in front of me, I bet it did.
Did it make this noise?
It was pretty forceful.
Hey, Kyle, how many games do you go to a year?
Well, see, we don't live in Chicago. We live in, my family and I, we live in Iowa. About 6 hours away from Chicago. So
this is a
we'd
big
be lucky
trip.
If we see one game a year.
Yeah.
So do you bring the bucket every year, every time you come to a game?
I wouldn't leave the house without
every
the bucket at this point.
Every single time we come to the game, the buckets are with us.
Dude, I would not leave the house without a bucket on your head for the rest of your life.
Where do you live in, where do you live in Iowa?
What was that?
Where do you live in Iowa?
I live in a tiny town about an hour, hour and 20 minutes northwest of Des Moines, called Scranton.
Okay.
Probably just less than 500 people live in this town.
You should stop it at the Funny Bone on Friday night. I'll be there headlining.
He's not kidding. He's going to be at the Funny Bone in Des Moines all week starting tonight or tomorrow night, right?
Tomorrow night.
John DeCosta in Des Moines. There's your plug. Kyle, we're just glad you're okay. Do you have a girlfriend?
I do not, actually.
Dude, play this up, man. I'm trying to think of all the angles you could play this. You so can get a girlfriend over this.
The funny and kind of depressing part about this is that we actually had an extra ticket, but she broke up with me about 2 weeks beforehand.
Oh.
Well, she loses out in the limelight.
She missed a chance to have you bleed on her.
Did a double bubble... Did Double Bubble reach out yet for an endorsement deal or anything for you?
It's a great call. They absolutely
should. I've not heard anything from Double Bubble.
All right. Well, get a lawyer, man. Get a lawyer to help you handle all the endorsements.
At least for the Double Bubble, at least for the Double Bubble.
And good for the Cubs for doing the quick response.
Did they fix the sign?
Yeah, the Julian at the Cubs have said that the this will not happen. The pins have been secure.
So exploding bolt night is not a good promotion to have.
Yeah, that's probably not a good idea.
You didn't read your fortune in the bubble gum before you put it on, did you?
Yeah, right.
Kyle, could you keep the pin? I hope he kept the pin for you.
Did you get to keep the pin?
No, I did not. That became a part of evidence because the Chicago PD got involved.
Oh, but your head feels okay now.
Yeah, I'm just like I said, monitoring a few issues. It's been a long-term thing because it's a head injury, and concussion symptoms can happen months and months down the road. So, not really much to comment on that until probably October, November.
Yeah, but dude, you're a 20-year-old guy. How normal were you to begin with?
Wait. It's probably a college.
You're exactly right. No, you're exactly right. This is just bizarre.
He just said he wouldn't know until October or November. I think he's playing for tickets.
Yeah, exactly. He'll know in October if there's World Series tickets waiting for his family.
Well, the Cubs should give you tickets for the playoffs. There's no doubt about not bleacher seats.
Well, they reached out to us after the story went public yesterday on the Tribune. They reached out to us and said that they're in the works on bringing back the whole family with this is I haven't told anyone else this bringing back the whole family and having a VIP style of event
at
Wrigley Field for a game.
As well as putting you through college.
That's great. That's great.
Yeah, that would be really nice. That would be really nice.
Yeah. All right, Kyle, you're a good man. I appreciate you coming on. Take care of yourself. And let us know how you're doing.
Thanks, Kyle.
Absolutely. Thank you, guys. I really appreciate it.